In Ephesians 5:19, we read, "Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ." I think you'll agree with me that we've had some wonderful worship this morning. But it's my great pleasure, I guess, this morning, rather than listen to me, is that we've got five people who are going to share with us the passion of their ministry and that they've been involved in. We serve an awesome God who is great, who is big, who transforms lives, who remains faithful and steadfast under whatever circumstances. And God is working in our midst right this very moment in many of the ministries involved in BBC. And firstly, we're going to hear from Karina, and she's going to share with us what's been happening in kids' ministry. After that will be the cue for the kids to go out. So, Karina.
Hello. I wrote a little speech, so I say the right thing. Okay, hello. My name is Karina, and I am one of the children's ministry coordinators. Over the past 10 months, Michelle, Nerida, and I have been truly blessed to get to know your kids and to help build a kids' church that is dedicated to conveying the biblical knowledge of God and how to have a personal relationship with Jesus. Over this year, we have been faced with many challenges, obstacles, and basically not enough time to do everything that we wanted. But throughout everything, we have felt God's guiding hand, the church's loving support, and the children's ministry team's overwhelming commitment and servant hearts. This year has seen a lot of changes and self-evaluation within our church, and God has supported and provided Kids Church with the dedication of a phenomenal team, the prayers of the church, and experiences that have helped to inspire a dream for the future direction of our Kids Church. God blessed us early in the year by allowing us to attend a children's ministry conference, which really inspired and made us think about where Kids Church is heading and how it is connected to the wider body of the church. So this year we have felt called by God to look at how God wants to use our kids and how God wants to use our kids in the church and the wider community. So to start off today, we want to say a huge thank you to a couple of areas. So first, we want to say thank you to all the parents for their support and encouragement with the changes that have been made, the procedures and the forms that have been filled in and followed up regularly. We want to say thank you to the kids for their brilliant enthusiasm, their attendance, and being so energetic and keen to listen and learn more about our God. The whole purpose of Kids Church is to build an understanding and relationship with Jesus. So personally, I can't see anything more rewarding than when a child comes to you and asks for a little more knowledge or to understand a little more about who God is and how they can be in a relationship with Jesus. We want to say thank you to the church for your support, prayers, and the tolerance as we make announcements after announcements after announcements. And we want to say thank you to our team. We have a phenomenal children's ministry team with over 17 volunteer teachers and helpers. If they could all stand up now. If I have to speak, you have to stand up. Now, these people, these are the servants who go out each week to present lessons and to interact with the children. They spend time during the week creating or preparing the lessons and praying over how to deliver them so that God's message can get to each child. We also want to say a huge thank you to Igor, who's now the ministry leader for children's ministry, and to Alison McDonald, who's our OH&S officer. So if you could just give them a big round of applause. Finally, we want to say thank you to the coordinators. I would like to add a huge thank you to Michelle and Nerida, because over the past year they have worked very hard each week brainstorming or implementing or trying to dream up a new idea that God's calling them to put in place with the Kids Club. And yeah, it's been very time-consuming for them, so a big thank you to them. Now, this year, God has shown us the importance of building kids' church into a relational gathering to learn about Jesus and find meaningful directions in how we can live out Jesus' message and love in our lives. So over the last term, we ran a joint theme throughout the kids' club and on Target, and this was on the Olympics and running the race with Christ. We have put together a brief slide with some photos and hopefully music from the 2008 BBC Olympics. So I hope you enjoy.
Thanks, Karina, and to all the coordinators and everyone involved. As the kids and parents and helpers move out, can you perhaps turn to the person next to you and talk to them about what you'd really like to have for dinner tonight? And we'll get the next DVD set up.
G'day. Somebody suggested to me this morning that maybe taking the poster off the wall rather than cutting the wall out would have been a better idea. I figured I needed a new window. So it was a Wednesday morning. It was early. The sun hit the east side of this small country church. Through the stained glass windows was a diffusion of light that reflected down on three men. An unfamiliar scent rose up. 80 years of bum fluff and mahogany gave a whole new meaning to pews. The minister just invited Jesus to come in that day to this tragedy to really make an impact. There was a young bloke there. He had a heart like a golden retriever, and as big as Farlap. And as I watched, his eyes clenched. They earnestly prayed. He was sad. Two Saturdays prior, his wife had a major car accident with a motorcycle. His clenched eyes, one single solitary tear fell down his cheek. And as I watched, I saw a reflection of Jesus as it dropped off his cheek and hit the parchedness of his dried denim jeans. And that drop spread out and soaked up to every fibre of that denim. And the crimson light that came through the window, I thought maybe that was Jesus' blood just reaching out to every fragment of our being. That same Wednesday morning, 400 kilometres away, a really good mate of mine, my best friend, my sister's boyfriend at the time, they were turning off the life support machine from the motorbike accident that he'd had 2 Saturdays prior. God, in his infinite wisdom, brought this tragedy together. By my summer of my 21st year, I did that same thing for 7 other blokes my age. There's nothing sadder than going to a funeral of anybody who hasn't considered who Jesus is to them. I can't think of any. Early summer 1988, Bob Hawke was Prime Minister. And he and I did a duet together in a park in Sydney Cove. Together we led 50,000 people in a song. It was a big moment. My mother still got the newspaper clipping. It boosted my ego a little bit. That same year, I asked God to come and answer some questions that I had about who he was. And he did. There was a broken down sauna in the major hospital that I worked at the time. And I walked in there looking for a dark place where I could just spend some time with just me and God. And I asked him some questions and he turned up. In that dark room, if you've been in a sauna and turn out the light, it's as dark as you can get except the little window that you might look out. But God turned up that day as a light. So bright. There was not a shadow cast in that room at all. And he spoke to me. He spoke to me in an audible voice, and as I repented from my life in those young days, he asked me to just consider 3 things for the rest of my life. One, that he just loves me unconditionally, intimately and unconditionally. 2, that my history and all that I'd done was so important to him that I was not to forget it. Because he said, that's the thing that's going to help me link people back to him. And the third thing, he asked me, if ever I wasn't sure or didn't understand something, that I ask him to raise up the people around me to just fill that non-understanding. On all 3 counts, he's never let me down. I'm standing in my driveway. It's 8:30 in the morning. Got a broom in my hand. A familiar car pulls up. Out steps a guy I'd spent a lot of time with, 10 years or so. eyes bloodshot, looked like road maps. Bags under his eyes like suitcases, reminiscent of times of a cheap bottle of wine and a guitar and sitting around a fireplace way too long into the night. The next morning, we suffered for that sometimes. But the significance of this, as he stepped into my personal space and I actually got to taste what he had for breakfast as he breathed out with great enthusiasm. Coffee and toast and last night's vindaloo. The words, I probably tasted them before I actually heard them. Three words. It's a boy. And for 22 seconds, a window into his soul and God's connection to it opened up. As he shared with me what it was like to have his son grab his finger for the first time. And in that nurturing moment, God spoke right into his heart. 22 seconds out of 10 years. For the rest of my life into eternity, as he wrestles with the academics of God, tries to understand how human doing can ever relate to how human being God wants us to significantly understand and own. But together, as we catch up over time, we know that we hold 22 seconds where my prayer is, as his son grows, that window opens right up into God's world. It was a warm afternoon and I lay on the lawn and I sat up in absolute dismay. And I turned around to the guy who was sitting beside me on my right hand and I said, "What?" As I looked around to this shattered man sitting beside me, you could see right into an empty place. He said, "Yeah, no, the missus took the kids 2 weeks ago. I don't think they're coming back." The thing that silhouetted that was the fact we sat before his empty shell of a burnt-out house that the firefighters worked all night to try and rescue. Scattered on the lawn was one teddy bear. They made it out the window before the place was razed to the ground. I couldn't think for a moment there could be anything worse. His whole world was empty. And in that one solitary tear, I cried. I prayed that Jesus, he could see. From my heart to him. And the only words that came was, "I'm here. I'm available. Tell me your story." I live in a suburb where I don't have to wonder what I should pray about for my neighbours, because I often hear it. My dog came to me the other day while I was in the shed making a noise. She's got a heart like my wife, just full of compassion. She was restless. She was anxious. And she drew me out of the shed and we went and stood on the top end of the yard. She sat, she cocked her head and she listened. Now I gauge how far an argument is by the expletives and what they do to the paint on my shed. When it's really close, it can peel it off. This one was about two blocks away, but I heard it. And for probably 5 or 10 minutes, I listened. And I understand absolutely what was going on in their household that night as they yelled at each other, as the pressure of life just etched throughout the whole suburb. So I called my dog Summer and we went back into the shed and I prayed. I prayed for that family. Pray that maybe tomorrow at the shop I might recognise the guy who's just lost his two front teeth fresh from last night's fight. Or the girl who's got the black eye. I pray that we can make that sort of an impact in our lives around us, in our spheres of influence. These are just small parables from my life, really rich and true. What God wants me to do as a bloke in ministry today is he wants blokes to connect. There's a whole lot of pressure out there. There's a whole lot of life that we've got to live in a whole lot of uncertainty. And I know I can't do that on my own. The real treasured gift that I think Jesus has given me is a little bit tied up in that. Tame your wild side. Why? Jesus doesn't want us to be safe. He wants us to be brave. Really brave. And I can't do that on my own. So as the guys have gathered this year, once a month, it's just to give them an opportunity to maybe rub shoulders, connect just a little bit. Blokes do life different to women. I love God with all my heart. And that is going to make a difference. Amen.
Thanks, Dean, for sharing with us so powerfully. Wendy and Kathy, you come and share. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm going to talk about moments that matter, and in a short minute, Wendy's going to talk about Club Bub, which we're both involved in. There's so much to give thanks for our Moments That Matter scrapbooking weekends, and this is a really appropriate time, I guess, for me to be up here just telling you a little bit about it, because next weekend is our next scrapbooking weekend. It's the 8th one that we've held, and it's really exciting to see how far it has come in the last 5 years from being this germ of an idea in the hearts of Lynn and I that's been plonked in there after the bushfires and starting the scrapbooking days and then going on to the scrapbooking weekends. It's just so exciting to see how far it's come. And with Lynn, of course, moving on to sunnier places earlier this year, it's been a bit of a challenge for us to work out how we might manage organising the next one. And I'm really thankful that there are some lovely people who've been there helping me. Heather has been one of the people standing next to me along the way, and that has just been an absolute blessing, and I thank you for being involved again. She's not a scrapbooker and she comes back again and again. I don't know what punishment it's for, but she comes back each time, so thank you. And Elizabeth, also from this church, has been absolutely wonderful in supporting the work of the Moments That Matter scrapbooking weekends too, so that has just been very precious as well. And we have another couple of women who we didn't know beforehand who are also joining in the planning also and helping us out with that, because there's a lot to plan over time. Sorry, I should have said, I've just jumped straight away from my notes. I should have said, for those who don't know what scrapbooking is, photos, bits of words, things that happen in your life, family, it all kind of comes together in a creative way in albums. So that's the short version. I can tell you much more another time if you like. The weekends take about 4 or 5 months in the planning. They do take quite a bit of work because we have up to 60 people come out for the weekend to join us, and so we need to take care of them in all kinds of ways. And we are aiming to bring some of Jesus' love into their lives and into their hearts. And many of the women, up to three quarters of the women, don't know Jesus at all. They don't know anything about him and how much he loves us. And I just think that's just the most amazing opportunity to be able to step alongside them and talk to them and listen when they need talking with, and to look at the photos of their families and to just appreciate who they are and to encourage them over the weekend. They don't have to cook. I don't have to cook, and that's fantastic too. They get away from everybody. They get into an environment where they're just with other women, where they're being nurtured and cared for. They have their accommodation there, their food there. They have workshops they can go to. They can learn new things. They can make friends. They can just do so much while they're out there. And the feedback that we get is just so encouraging that, you know, they've had their lives touched in some way by being a part of the weekends. And I just pray, and I hope that you can all pray too, that Jesus will be touching their hearts next weekend and future weekends as well. And from the things that they've gathered from previous weekends, that will just stay with them and they will remember that. And then sometime in their life when it's a relevant time, that will come up and they will remember something that has been said or told or that they've read, and that they will be able to experience Jesus' love. This year, it has been a change for us with Lynn being Queensland. She is still kind of working us via email. We've got a little planning group which has come together. I have another group of people which I'm so blessed by, having another group of people who give me ideas and things via email as well. These are people I haven't known through church or anything like that. Except for Leanne, I'd like to clarify that one. but people who we've met at these weekends, and they're so enthusiastic about what we do and they just want to be involved, that they say, how can we help you? And so I just go, I'll stick you on the list. And so they're so keen to be involved, and that just thrills me because it means that there's some really good things going on and that they're keen to get involved, and I'm so pleased about that. And then we have other people. I've got a bunch of women who are turning up tomorrow night, who are coming to help me collate things. And we've done another night a few weeks ago, and I ran into one of them in the shops and she said, I had such a great time last night, and I can't wait for the next collating night, which I just blows me away that they're really keen to just have that relationship and have that social time together as well. It's a fun night too. And so little things like that I feel are helping to build the relationships. We see them on the weekends, but then they come back and they might come to a Thursday night scrapbooking night, or they might come and help us collate, or I contact them about different ideas and things. And it's just helping to keep building those relationships and understanding them more and getting to know them. And that is so much of what the weekend is about, being able to talk to people. And eventually they may open up and they may find a way in into their lives that we can relate to them and talk to them about Jesus. We also have little messages or little bits and pieces, whether it's a message stuck on a lolly that might be a Bible verse, or it might be messages that we stick up around the room mixed in with jokes and things like that, so they think they're coming to read another joke and they read a message about Jesus instead. So things like that. I mean, we try and find different ways that we can pass that message along. And so if you ever have any ideas, please let me know, because we're always after new ideas. And we have a church service so that if they're so inclined, they can come along to the church service. And if they don't want to come along to the church service, they might hear some of it through the doors. So who knows in which way God will work in their lives. Over the last 5 years, I just feel that the weekends have gone from strength to strength. We started with 30 women coming for the weekend, and now we have a full capacity each time of around 60. And it's just so amazing to see that these people are keen to come back again and again and to be a part of what we're doing. And that's really exciting to see that happening, and I'm so thankful for that. I would also like to acknowledge Steve's coming to do the music next weekend with 60 women all around him, so please pray for him too. And also Christine is coming to do beauty treatments for the women too, and the money raised from that also goes to our charity. Our charity this time is Carinya House, that helps to look after pregnant women who are struggling. They don't have the support around them that they might need. They don't have family who can help them or physical resources and things that they need. And so they provide a nurturing environment for them and help them out in many different ways. Our theme for the upcoming weekend is Family Moments, and Carinya House is really trying to establish these women with the skills to be able to provide a family for their unborn child. And I think that's a really nice blend of things coming together, celebrating the family. One of the other little ways we're encouraging our participants next weekend is the little messages. Many of the women here have been accosted by me or someone else in the last few weeks writing little messages that have gone on the backs of the name tags. And I thank you for all the people who have done that. And I just pray that you might pray for whoever ends up with that on the back of their name tag, that they can be feeling supported and encouraged over the weekend. So I thank you for those little messages that you've done. So I guess essentially I wanted to say that this week, this year, it could have all fallen apart, possibly, with Lynn going, but it has all come together, and it's come together really well, and I'm doing it all with this little fellow too.
Got the watch.
Yes, you got the watch telling me to hurry up, are you? And I am so thankful, not just for the support of the church, but also the support of my family, because they enable me to be involved in this too. And I feel so blessed personally through it all, and I'm just so thankful for how it's all come along this year. So please pray for next weekend. Keep all those lovely women in your hearts. And also, we're doing one in June next year. So there's another one coming up in June next year. I'm going to try and do them in June each year from now on, so that it only ends up being one time a year. So hopefully that will all work out too. So thank you so much.
Well, Kathy said to me on the way out after playgroup, could you just mention playgroup next on Sunday? I said, yes, certainly I'll do that. I can announce it's on at 10 till 12 on Friday. And this morning as I was walking up the hill, I just thought, God has blessed our playgroup so much and so much has happened. I really wonder whether I could squeeze a few more words in about what's happened in our playgroup. And when I arrived here and realised it was actually part of the Thanksgiving service, I was rather glad I did. So I just wanted to say that 6 years down the track, Kathy and I started this year. We were sitting in a new, cold, dark hall praying about whether to continue playgroup this year. We both felt that we weren't quite sure about whether we had the people, whether we had the energy, and whether we had a space for all our equipment. We were very greatly blessed recently with a grant through the Baptist Church, and we had some lovely equipment to store. So we were sitting at a new venue thinking, should we actually continue? Because we both realised this could be a chance for us to both pull out and gently fold it and walk away. And so we prayed, and I was blessed with a few nights of sleeplessness as I suddenly felt very inspired over the next week or two. And every time I saw Kathy, I kept saying, I've thought about this and I've thought about that. So inspiration came our way very quickly. Heidi Silberman came on board, and she started talking to me about her desire to ministry and get alongside women. And that gave me tingles. You know, sometimes when you talk to somebody and you just think, yes, that is exactly what we need. So inspiration was there. We also found that we had a venue with somebody who later said to me, do you happen to be a Christian group? I'm guessing you are. And I've been praying for a Christian group to join us. So they suddenly said, would you like half of our shed and this storeroom? And we fit so perfectly in. And if you saw all our equipment, you would realise that that was certainly an answer to prayer. And so we started wondering whether the few children that we had would cover the cost of the increased cost of the hall that we were hiring. And there were lots of people coming through the doors those first week. In fact, chaotic would be a way to describe it. And I was very grateful for all the chaos. So answers to prayer, we've experienced that for 6 years now, haven't we, Cathy? And so we made a start. People kept coming. We have never advertised for Club Bub. We have neighbours, workmates, friends. Word of mouth is an amazing thing. And we are. Sometimes I sit while we're doing group time and look at all the kids amongst crawling around and writhing around, and I just thank God. We are incredibly blessed. We have a team too, made up of some very different people, and I'm always thinking that without God, we could really annoy each other because we're all so different. But when you see God working with people and the way the different types of personalities can work together, you know, we have... Well, Cathy organises us so beautifully. She has rosters, and I say, do you really think we need to tell people what to do? But she organises us, and everything just works really smoothly. I love to get involved with the kids, so that's my thing. Heidi, you should see her. You know, while we're all having a cup of coffee, I see her sidling off, and I just know that there are conversations happening there with women that are just very, very important conversations that need to be... taking place. We have Helen, who I always think of as mum, organising the milk in the kitchen. We got to a point which we realised, you know, we have quite a large hall and it has to be mopped at the end of each session. And I don't know if you've ever tried to pack up a session with children and mop at the same time as moving out the door. And one week we were, you know, I was just thinking, this is too hard, I don't know how to do this. Pray. God help us. Helen says, would you like me to mop after each session? I still don't understand that, but... and we have people like Vanessa who have been coming week after week and supporting us for years. And this year, thoughtfully, thought to increase our numbers. So so we have a group of wonderful people. People from lots of different churches actually help us as well, and people from Trinity are involved. So that's what I've always been very grateful for, a wonderful team that somehow connect together. So our prayer points are that, firstly, just thank you to an overwhelmingly awesome God that meets your needs. And when you pray, he will answer them. And if it is of God, it will happen. And we found this over and over to be the case over and over again. For those of you who pray, and I know that there are a lot in this church that are praying behind the scenes, we have a play group that people will say to me, you know, it's helped me through depression. There is a warmth about it. It's different to other play groups, which I'm grateful for. But my prayer, I guess, is always to find those ways of taking it beyond the nice, fuzzy, sort of good-feeling, friendly sort of thing, to be able to take that God that we know is kind of buzzing and moving through the space and be able to make it evident to people who don't realise that that's the magic ingredient in the playgroup. So I guess that's my prayer point. And also to find those moments, whether it be with, you know, those little conversations with women. Well, for me, I find, you know, even with a two-year-old child, you know, to have that moment to know that that child really matters and is really loved. So to give us the wisdom and the insight to know how to do that, how to make those matters, those little moments count. So, yes, so a great big thank you to God with what's happening in women's ministry, I guess. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Best laid plans of mice and men. We had 5 minutes per speaker planned. It's just gone a little bit longer than that. We did have a couple of other speakers lined up this morning, but I guess just considering the time, I think we'll try and slot those people in for our thank you service that we have scheduled on the in early November. So, but thank you to everybody that shared this morning. Let us pray. Lord, we have so much that we can be thankful for. And Lord, you bless us continually in this church. Lord, we ask that you would continue to shine your light amongst us and around in the darkness. Father, that you would continue to work in our midst, and that we as a church would continue to give thanks for the work that you do. Amen.